In 1154, an important imperial diet took place in Goslar, at which far-reaching decisions were made. King Frederick Barbarossa granted his cousin Duke Henry the Lion the royal right to appoint bishops of his choice in the future bishoprics of Ratzeburg, Oldenburg, and Mecklenburg. Henry the Lion founded the bishopric of Ratzeburg that year. He appointed Provost Evermode from the Premonstratensian order as the first bishop of Ratzeburg. The cathedral was built on Ratzeburg Island on the very spot where the Slavic Polabians had previously worshipped the fertility goddess Siva. The choice of this building site was intended to symbolically document the victory of the Christian god over paganism. It is not possible to prove from the sources of the Middle Ages whether the cathedral founder Henry the Lion was ever in Ratzeburg. We can only assume that the important consecration of the cathedral was probably carried out in his presence. The cathedral was consecrated to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and to the evangelist John. Originally, Ratzeburg Cathedral was to have two large towers, as a sign of it being an episcopal church. Unfortunately, the building ground near the lakeshore did not consist only of solid ground. Therefore, because of the weight problem, or perhaps also because of a lack of money, only one large church tower was erected. However, this tower received two crosses as spires and later two gilded weathercocks as well. In the Middle Ages, most people were firmly convinced that their lives were a pilgrimage to eternal salvation if they strictly followed the rules of the Catholic Church. They believed that if they did not follow them, they would face eternal damnation in purgatory and hell. The entire building structure of the cathedral symbolically reflects these principles of the Christian faith 900 years ago in an impressive way. In modern times, this symbolic language is largely unfamiliar to us. However, it is elementary for the thinking of people in the Middle Ages and for their living environment. Thus, the believer does not enter the cathedral through a large portal, but through a narrow gate. According to the Gospel of Matthew, this follows one of Jesus' instructions. In the vestibule, after a few steps, the believer has to change his original direction at a right angle in order to reach the altar. This change of direction figuratively means the pilgrim must move his life in a different direction. Only then can he achieve salvation. The altar with the cross of Jesus represents the center of faith in Christianity. In churches, as in Ratzeburg Cathedral, it is almost always located in the east, where the sun rises. This special structure of churches refers to a central happening 3 days after the crucifixion of Jesus. When Mary Magdalene and her companions went to Jesus' tomb early in the morning at sunrise, they found the tomb empty. Thus, the eastward direction of churches reminds Christians of the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead. In line with this belief, the sun's bright light symbolically triumphs over the dark night of death. Because of Jesus' execution on the cross, the shape of the cross determines the ground plan in most churches. Circles and squares play an important role as shapes for a church's individual rooms. The circle symbolizes God, and the square represents the world created by God. Furthermore, holy numbers determine building structure. 12, for example, stands for the 12 disciples of Jesus. The cathedral builders of the time implemented the symbolism perfectly through 12 columns and in the various room sizes. Still today, one can only express the highest respect for their skill. Of course, there are also legends surrounding the construction of the cathedral. For example, it is said that the cathedral builders installed a golden stack in one of the large pillars for times of need. Another legend refers to the various cannonballs that can be found in the form of an incomplete 9-pin pattern on the southern wall of the cathedral. There are in fact only 8 instead of the actual 9 balls of a 9-pin. So, one single cannonball is missing.
Ah.
This incomplete 9-pin pattern in the cathedral wall is said to be the result of a dramatic shooting contest when Ratzeburg was besieged by Danish troops in 1693. The agreement was, if the Danish gunners succeeded in shooting an exact 9-pin pattern into the cathedral with only 9 shots, Ratzeburg would surrender without a fight. However, the shooting match ended fatally for the young Danish gunner before the decisive 9th shot. He was hit by a cannon shot by his own father. You can learn more details about this tragedy and many other exciting facts and stories about Ratzeburg Cathedral during a guided tour of the cathedral.
Okay.